Blog Talk Radio.
Because of their praise that's going up to God. When praises go up, blessings do come down. And you can praise your way to a miracle. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, the miracle worker, the one who hurled the sun into space and called the light day and darkness night. God, we do thank you for your omnipresence. Thank you for your ultra awesome, ultra phenomenal power. Thank you for favor. And thank you for the oil of the anointing that destroys all yokes everywhere. Bless your holy name. I thank you because you said we could ask you anything. And God, we come to you asking you to bless the people everywhere. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. We pray right now that you will stretch out your mighty hand. Look on Mother Emily Johnson. Touch her arm. Heal her body in the name of Jesus. We pray properly for the glory of God. Look on every person on this prayer line. Bring multitudinous miracles in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone. God, give miracles all over this prayer line. Physical miracles, financial miracles, miracles of the mental capacity. God, miracles in all shapes and forms. For you are a miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. And we look today for all things. God, I ask you to look on every family. Some have loved ones incarcerated. I'm asking you to deliver in the name of Jesus. Some have sickness and are afflicted. Look on them in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to look on Sister Riley there in Chicago. Amen. Lost her mother yesterday. Thank you for your will being done. Step her through this storm in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for every person on the prayer line that you would just give them joy in their souls and peace in their minds. Love in their hearts. We praise you for what you've done. We praise you for what you're doing. We praise you for what you're doing right now and for what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We ask for forgiveness for all sins. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of Jesus. God, bind the enemy everywhere. Oh God, bind the devil. And I bind him in the name of Jesus because you told me whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind the devil. And I cast him out in the name of Jesus. Go to the leak. The blood of Jesus is against you. Thank you for the oil and the anointing you put upon me. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus, the oil. Standing against you, devil. My God, bring total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Take away everything that the enemy is trying to do. Reverse the curse. Send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Now we bless your holy name as you stretch out your mighty hand over your people. Give amazing grace to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray in Jesus' name for the glory. the glory of God. Let your glory be revealed. In Jesus' name we pray. Again and again. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. God bless you and you. Yeah. My. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bind the enemy, Lord. Bind the enemy. Bind the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we call on you this morning. Yeah. Thank you for the resurrection blood of Jesus. Stands against. Oh, enemy. Thank you for it. Amen, amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody wake up.
Good morning,
God.
Good morning.
Greet him in the name of Jesus. God, we greet you. In the name of Jesus. Good morning to you, Lord. Amen. And do y'all have a praise form this morning? I know I got one. He's been mighty good, mighty good. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open up the lines. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 More folk ought to praise him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you, we exalt you, we lift you up, we thank you, we appreciate everything that you're doing. Oh, Jesus, oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Father. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. My. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless all of you. I want to ask Sister Charlotte Gray. Are you there, Sister Charlotte Gray? Amen. If you are, I want you to get ready to get those praise reports this morning for us. Thank you so much. God bless all of you. And let's go over here and thank you, Jesus. Elder Strada, Pastor Strada, are you there? Ambassador Hagen, and we know you're there. Amen. If you're there, Pastor Strada, give us a station identification. The line is open to you if you're there. Amen. Right. God bless you. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, please tell us about the blog. Amen. If you're there. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. We are here, sir. We send shouts out to you and thank God for Amen, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staffers. Amen. We thank God for everyone who's listening from all around the world. We're broadcasting live from the NTA studio, Blog Talk Radio, and we're being heard all over the world. We can be reached in the studio by you simply calling 347-934-0207. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, and to all of our friends all over the world, coming from areas all over the world, Africa, Asia, everywhere. And thank you so much for joining us. Let me know if Pastor Strada gets on the line. I want to thank you, Ambassador Hagen. Let me try one more time. Pastor Strada, are you there? Yeah. All right, we're moving on. Again, Sister Charlotte, Gray, I hope you hear me. If you're there, I want you to get our praise reports. If not, let me know.
I hear you. I am available. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Go ahead and get our praise reports. Get about 6-7 praise reports. All right?
Good morning, everyone. This is Charlotte Gray in Kansas City, Missouri. It is a thankful Thursday. I will begin. I have a praise report Just thanking God for another day. I am so thankful for First Fruits Prayer Line. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you for forgiving me and loving me and sharing the precious Holy Ghost with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's my 5-year-old in the background. He said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'll hit mute every time because when I say it, they say it. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, whoever has the next prayer request so you guys won't hear it.
You got to pray for us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise report. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Amen. Who has one? Jump in there.
This morning, this is Dr. Pfeiffer. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Lord this morning and let the Lord know I love him with all my heart. Praise God, all of my soul and all my mind, all of my might. I love him. And I'm thanking God because the other day I received some information from our state representative, and they are trying to put the prayer back in school. I said, well, thank God, thank God, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they are asking for everyone. You can even go online and sign the petition. They've already put the prayer back in the schools in Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And I am thanking God for that, and they are trying in other cities. So far, the bill failed this year here in Kentucky, but I ask God that if he would just put the prayer back in school where the children can begin to pray. And if you want to go online, they have a, you can sign the petition. And Dr. Johnson, may I just share this information with the people because we need the prayer, and God bless you and thank you for that. I was just so excited that someone is attempting to do something for our children. And whatever state you're in, you can go on there on the school prayer petition and sign it and send it in, and they will begin working with you in your city. And we have the petitions here for the people to sign, and I think that is a great move, a miracle move. We have been praying for it on this prayer line, and I do believe that this prayer line had something to do with initiating the prayer back in school for our children. God bless everyone.
Thank you so much. Give that information. How do they do that?
You can go online, whatever state you're in, go online and look under school prayer petition, questionpro.com, school prayer petition, and it'll come up, and you can sign the petition right online. Hallelujah. They just happened to send me some, and I am working with that, and I just praise God for that, and I am praying over every petition, even as we pray on the prayer line. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. Let's stop right now and ask God, if you would, let that go across the nation. Amen. Who wants to lead that prayer? If not, I'll lead it. Who wants to lead that prayer?
Dr. Pfeiffer, you want to lead it since you brought it? Otherwise,
Dr. Johnson, I would prefer if you as the ambassador would do that. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr.
And the Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, first of all, for blessing and touching some politician, some senator, some congressman, or somebody to follow your leadership and put that resolution back for prayer back into the school. We thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, God, I see it in the name of Jesus. I see it. And God is going to fly. So many people are going to jump on that. And I want to thank you in advance for doing that, properly asking you in the name of Jesus to let it be so across the world, across the country, amen, in every city. That they accept prayer back into the schools. Our young people have been without so long, Lord, and ever since they took it out, the enemy has tried to have a field day. God, let the oil of the anointing be on that in the name of Jesus. Oh, and let it be so. The power of God prevailing And I pray that you put it in their hearts and give favor to the bill, favor to it, Lord, that those politicians who have the powers to be in that capacity and those in the Senate and in the Congress, and wherever bills can be passed in the state Senate and the state Congress, that they would get on that, Lord, and push it through everywhere. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. For the glory of God, which will be revealed so much in Jesus' name. And it is so, the Holy Ghost said it. It is so. Thank God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Go ahead, Sister Sharla. With,
I know there's someone else. Again, it is a thankful Thursday. I am glad about it. Anyone else have a pray for?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Minneapolis, Indiana. I'm so glad that Jesus woke me up this morning, and I'm so glad he didn't leave it in man's hands for me to wake up. I thank him for a brand new day, a day that I never seen before. I thank him that the chain has not been broken on the prayer line, either in Indianapolis. I just thank him for just keeping us alive under his authority. And when God gives you authority, you just might as well just put the top on it and forget it, because God is real. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who else has a praise report? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know God is a healer. I know he can, and I believe he will. If you don't, I'm going on to heaven anyhow. I just thank God for Jesus and all his good works for me and his cleansingness in my soul and in my mind. I have a mind to go through regardless of what the world might do. I'm going through. I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you all. Bless you.
God bless
you,
Mother Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought I heard Dr. Lacey trying to say something. Did
Yes, go ahead, Mother Lacey. Dr. Lacey.
I thought I did. Maybe I didn't.
Hello?
Can
you hear me? Go ahead. Hi.
The Lord bless you. Louisiana, area code 225. I thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for the ability to be able to think. Every time I think, I began to think. Every time I began to think, I began to think. I thank God for his goodness that he has bestowed upon me. I thank God the more I thank him. Yesterday, I may have gotten to about 10,000 or more praises yesterday. I began to thank God. In the midst of me thanking God, God is opening up so many doors. Things that were blocked from me, God has removed those blockages. And all I have to do is think, and God is opening that door, and he's moving those blockages. And I declare this morning that the airways and the highways are hijacked by Jesus when we enter into praising God. And I thank God that we can praise him in the midst of him being praised by us as his prayer warriors, his blessings, and the blesser comes down. And I thank God for all of you, Dr. Bernard, Mother Johnson, and all of the staff here at Fresh Fruit. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And I know that God is going to open up many doors as I begin to pray. Hallelujah. Praise him. And as I praise him, he turns those things around. God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you. This is Dolores. Good to hear from you. Anyone else want to follow her?
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mother. Yes, ma'am.
I think that you heard, you thought it was Dr. Lisa, but I was coming back with Dr. Pfeiffer. I'm so grateful that she shared that this morning. First of all, let me give honor to the Lord. I certainly do praise the Lord this morning, yesterday, the day before, and as long as I live, I will praise him. I just thank and praise God that he really has got me caught on to praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All during the day, I was talking with Deaconess Gina the other day, and Dr. Johnson had said that I don't know if people is really doing it, and I told her, oh my God, I have a journal. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And every opportunity, and I start out every morning with thank you, Jesus, and I have a little format. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I've speeded up. And that's why I could do it all during the day, because anything you do repetitiously, you get good at it. Oh, thank you, Lord God. And I just get so, oh, my God, the word indignant. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, until I just can't live without it. And I thank God for that impartation and the wisdom that Dr. Johnson put in us to thank the Lord. And I tell you, I feel so much better when I do. I thank God for that. Amen. I feel so much better. No matter what the day has for me, I know when I go through my day saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes I get caught up with saying, thank you, Jesus, right on into my heavenly language, and I just get mesmerized in it. So I thank God this morning. I had a good service in my own house last night at Peace of God. We had an awesome time in the Lord, and that's what it's all about, enjoying the beauty of holiness. And I feel good in my sanctified soul. God bless you all on this morning is my praise report.
God bless you. God bless you. Was there one more? She will be six, unless I miscounted. Hallelujah. Was there one more? Everybody didn't say that loud enough.
Well, I have another prayer support, Dr. Bernard, that I'm turning it back over to you. Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
God bless you. Good morning to everyone. God bless you, Dr.
Good morning.
Johnson. This is Sister Jones from 773. I just want to thank and praise God for being alive and well on this morning. I thank and praise God that this is the day that I am not on mute. And I thank and praise God that I'm able to give my quite a few testimonies, Dr. Johnson, on how you pray for me. I pray that the Lord will bless my husband with a job, and the Lord has done that, and I'm thanking him. I thank and praise God how when my uncle passed away, the Lord gave us safe travels to come back, go down, and bury my dear uncle, and the Lord brought us back safe and sound. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I even thank the Lord, hallelujah. I even put on a prayer line that the Lord will bless us with transportation. And not too many days hence, the Lord had blessed us with a 2009 Chevy Aveo, and I want to thank the Lord, thank him for all that he's done for us. And I just want to thank and praise God for my family, for this prayer line, and for all of the saints of God. Keep us in your prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bernard, did you want me to get a couple more?
Good morning. This is Maisha Griswold in Kansas City. Hello, First Fruit family.
Hello.
I wanted to give a praise report, and I have a few, so I'm just going to give one a day. But this day, I'm going to give the praise report that my husband was able to find a job where he's working right now on the weekends. And I'm just thanking the Lord because since December, mid-December, we've only had like 3 checks from my husband. So it was like, it's such a blessing. I'm just praising God for it because we, including you all, have been praying that, you know, something opened up. And God revealed to me that it was a spiritual, you know, thing that was going on because before we got married, he was finding jobs left and right, you know, even with temp services, et cetera. And then after we got married, he couldn't find nothing. So I just thank the Lord that it opened up and we have something coming in, and he continues to look for a weekly job or another part-time job or something. But praise God for that. You all pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Maisha. Good to hear from you. And thank you so much, Sister Charlotte Gray. You did a wonderful job on the praise report. I want us to stop right now. You know, thank God. God's will be done. Now, we can ask God for anything, but we cannot, we don't want to go over his will or pray against his will. And we'll thank God for what he's done for Mother Riley. Amen. Her mother passed on last night. And it was the will of God. We prayed and asked God to turn it. Amen. I felt like the enemy was trying to come in the back door. And we just want to thank God for what he's done this morning, for how God took her out of her misery. And I want I've called her and prayed with her and prayed for her. But I want the prayer line to stop and pray for her. When you lost your mother, that's a very, very grievous thing. So, what prayer line to stop and pray for Sister Ernestine Riley? Who would do that? Pray for her and her family.